Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Over the last many years, ladies and gentlemen, I've had the pleasure of introducing you and reintroducing you to a really good friend of ours. She's a good friend of mine, but she's a good friend of yours, whether you know it or not, because of the work that she does. Terry Neese is a tireless advocate for small businesses, especially women business owners. She's been doing this now for a long time. She's a business owner herself. She has her own small business. She's the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. She's also a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis. And more importantly, she's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust and our good friend, Terry Neese. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to hear your voice, and happy International Women's Week.
How about that? Congratulations. Yeah, thanks for coming back. It's good to hear from you, too. And we, as you know, we kicked off International Women's Business Week yesterday, and yesterday was the day, and this is the week. And you've got some news for us today, don't you?
Interesting things going on in Washington. I arrived into Washington late yesterday afternoon. I spent my International Women's Day on an airplane, but attended dinner last night. It was the Jean Kirkpatrick Awards dinner.
A great American, Jean Kirkpatrick.
A great American, and many of your audience probably do not know that she is from Oklahoma. She was from Duncan,
your
Oklahoma.
Your home. I did not know that. Your home state.
Yes, and but she was a great American, and they honored two people in her name last night. One is Representative Ileana Ross-Layton from Florida, Congresswoman from Florida, and chair of the Foreign Relations Committee in the House of Representatives, and also Sundas Abbas, who headed up the Women's Leadership Institute, founded it in Iraq in 2005. So
wow.
It was a wonderful evening to celebrate women around the world.
Well, that's what a great day, what a great experience I know you had, and I'm glad you were there representing small businesses. What's the word on, what's the big message on for International Women in Business Week?
I think the big word is that there's much empowerment going on, a lot of focus on empowering women from corporate America, from our government. Just a lot of focus also on Afghanistan and continuing to empower women.
You've been working on that for a number of years. You were one of the leaders in getting the Afghanistan women the resources and the support that they need.
Right, and you know now the focus is really there. First Lady Michelle Obama is giving Women of Courage Awards out tomorrow afternoon at the State Department. And, Jim, one of our Peace Through Business students through my institute is receiving one of those awards.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Boy, that makes you, that's got to make you feel like you've had another baby, doesn't it?
It kind of does, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just such a thrill to see things like this happening. And Deja will actually also be honored at the Kennedy Center Wednesday night.
Right.
With another award from Vital Voices. And so,
you know, Terry, one of the things I wanted to point out, some people may be thinking, well, you know, I got a business out here in Hoboken, New Jersey, or Oklahoma City, or wherever. You know, what do I care about what's some woman owning a business in Afghanistan? Let me tell you something, folks. If somehow you're thinking about that, remember this. We're not fighting a war of weapons in places like Afghanistan. We're fighting a war of ideas. And the people who can do more to change the ideas of violent men are their mothers and their sisters and their wives. And if we can get Afghanistan women to become part of the global economy, now, Terry, we're talking about the prophecy of Frederick Bastiat, the 19th century prophecy of Bastiat, when he said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Yeah, Absolutely. I mean, you know,
and so what you're doing, Terry, I just want to say, Terry, what you're doing in Afghanistan is helping to provide peace, if not for me, for my grandchildren.
Well, thank you, Jim. That's why we named it Peace Through Business. And, you know, I think it's really hard to be at war with your partners. And so if you're doing business and conducting commerce with women business owners in Afghanistan, that will certainly help the world be a more peaceful place.
No countries with McDonald's. No two countries where both had McDonald's ever attacked each other.
No, that's right, and that's where we're headed with all that. So
yeah.
It's so important to empower other women around the world. Yes, American women need empowerment as well. And by the way, we have a new domestic program here in America that we're kicking off in April. You're the first one to hear that, by the way.
All right. Thank you for that.
So,
tell us about it.
We will be actually establishing it. Do you remember the old Take Your Daughter to Work Day?
Absolutely. We've done that many times on the show. In fact, that's next month, I think.
We're establishing a similar type program that's called Take Your Constituent to Work Day.
Right.
And women business owners and inner city students, charter school students, girls will be going and spending a full day with a woman elected official at the state capitol in Oklahoma. This is a pilot project. We may kick it off nationwide depending on how this thing goes, but we're doing this in April. It'll be a great day where the legislators will mentor and spend a full day letting the woman business owner and the student follow them all around when their committee work, meeting with their constituents, seeing what they do all day long as an elected official.
Just don't let them in don't let them in the airport tower to direct airplanes, Terry. Just don't do that, okay?
Yeah. Well, I don't think we'll be going there. That's for sure. And then, by the way, after that day is over, later in the summer, the legislator will go to the woman business owner's office and spend a day in her office, seeing what it's like to make payroll and to fill out government paperwork. And the inner city student will also be there as well, mentoring and shadowing with the woman business.
What a great! How can people find out more about that, Terry?
They can go on our website, www.ieew.org.
IEEW.org. Okay, go ahead.
And we'll have information on the website. We're just beginning to recruit women business owners for the program in Oklahoma.
Right.
And, you know, Jim, I really think this thing's going to take off. It's called I Educate and Empower Women, IEEW. And
hold on to that thought, Terry. We got to take a quick break. Terry Neese will be right back, folks. Very exciting. Always exciting when Terry joins us. We always get smarter. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog and all the other things that you can do there, including the interviews that we do every day. And we archive those and have been now for about 11 years or so. We've been archiving them. So lots and lots of stuff there that'll help you with your business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Terry Neese is with us. She's the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. That's IEEW.org. Is that right, Terry?
That's right. Thank you for the plug. Yes.
IEEW.org. And it's an organization that I encourage you to check out, ladies, especially. And guys, you want to go there, too, because you want to see what the women are up to. That's one of the reasons I keep up with Terry. I got to know what you ladies are up to.
Yeah. And, you know, Jim, one of the things that I'd love for your audience to know about today is that our Peace Through Business students in Afghanistan and Rwanda are in the classroom right now in their country. But we'll bring 30 of those women to the United States in June. And they'll be in the classroom at Northwood University in Dallas. But for a week, they will live and shadow and mentor with an American woman business owner. So we're in the hunt for women entrepreneurs around the country who would love to hook up with a Afghan woman or a Rwanda woman and help educate her and
right.
mentor her in their business. So they can go check that out on our website.
Well, what a great experience that would be.
You know, our mentors over the last 3 years have told us that they think they learn a lot more from these women than these women learn from them.
What if people are worried about the language issue?
They speak English.
Yeah,
they
okay.
speak
that's
very
I wanted,
good English.
I want to make sure you got that out because folks don't worry about that. And I'll tell you, I will promise you, you will be thinking that you might be able to help some of these ladies, and you will, but you will be the big beneficiary.
They really will. You know, so many of our American women say, you know, I'm so proud to be an American, but after these women leave and I understand their obstacles and what they have to do to run a business, I'm so proud to live in this country. And, you know, many of these women from Afghanistan especially will say that, you know, they leave their home of a morning and they don't know if they're coming back or not.
Yeah, the children leave and they don't know what's going to happen. You know, do you think that your whole career has been on empowering women? How much in America is it more about women claiming that power rather than needing to be given more power? What do you think?
I think we do need to claim our power. We have
isn't the
so
power there
power.
Now in America that women just need to claim?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, at the election box, the voter box, oh, my goodness, women rule. And so if we could just come together in some kind of consensus, we could change this country very quickly. In one November, we could change
this country. If we could get the women and the small business owners together, we'd rule the world.
Absolutely. And one of these days, I'm looking forward to that happen. As you know, Jim, I've been trying to do that for many, many years.
Well,
and,
I know. And
women are really beginning to understand, though, that especially women business owners, that they have the power. And when they really look at the fact that they make payroll and more taxes keep coming out of their bottom line, then they begin to get a little bit angry about the fact that more money is going to the government than they're putting into their pocket. And then they get excited about trying to make a change and make a difference in that.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to try. We can truly make a difference.
Well, and see, that's the thing. And what I've been trying to get small business owners to do is when they vote, when they think about elected officials, think about how these people are going to affect their businesses.
Yes.
I mean, I'd like to see more business owners become single-issue voters about their business.
Right.
You know, people are single-issue voters about the economy. I mean about the environment or about the abortion issue, one way or the other, or whatever. They're so caught up in this one issue. I'd like to see people. I know small business owners who vote against their own small business, the what's best for their small business because of some other issue. I'd like to see them focus on their business.
Absolutely. If you really think about what's good for my business, and look at the health care issues, the tax issues,
regulations,
the federal government regulation and paperwork issues. If you think about all of that, and if you vote that way, then you're helping your family because you are improving your business and you're enhancing your business and you're growing your business. So you're helping your employees. You can pay your employees more. You can take home more. It's common sense.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you're absolutely right. It's so important that small business owners focus on what's best for their business.
I believe that the more women own small businesses, the more we will have a chance of making sure our government actually serves Main Street more than Wall Street.
Well, you know, a number of folks, two very important people, Secretary Hillary Clinton and former First Lady Laura Bush, have always said you have to have an equal number of women at the table because it changes the whole tone and the whole color.
I agree with that. Hey, Terry, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you. Good to see you.
We'll talk to you next week, next time. Stay with us, folks. 29 after, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Terry Neese will be back real soon, I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.